I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know,
we'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's do this damn thing. I can't wait. I've been excited for today for a while, Dan Dibley.
Yeah, it's the last day for you for a long time.
Yeah, but that's not why I'm excited. Like, that's already been in play for a while. And yes, indeed, today is the last show for a little bit less than 2 weeks for me. Just a little wedding, a little honeymoon, and then I'll be back for training camp. And we'll be good to go. But no, as soon as they mentioned the whole Vegas soiree, and I'm thinking, and Mark Stein's going to join us in 15 minutes. He's as tapped in as anybody out there in the NBA. So if the obvious question, what in the hell is the holdup with the Warriors and all these NBA teams? We're going to get that answer in 15 minutes. Stay with us. But again, live on the scene in Vegas for Summer League. Dibs is there. Grandy's there. I'm back here in the San Francisco studios. Mark Stein, Trace Jackson Davis, Jason Richardson, all within the next hour, 15 minutes, plus more for our All-Star Week prize blowout. And so another giveaway coming up later today at 4:30. We'll tell you a little bit more about it, a Giants prize pack that's available to a lucky listener today. But as soon as the Vegas trip came to be, I'm like, sign me up to talk to Dibs and Grandy right out of the gate on day two of their trip.
Day two.
Because I'm sitting here going, I know what day one entails. You land, you race over, you check in, you try to find a Sando, and then you get your butt to work. But now, this is after 20 straight hours, completely loose and carefree on the streets of Las Vegas, Nevada. So please, I'd love to, in fact, spend some time over the next few hours blending these two evenings together to find out what kind of trouble the two of you got into.
Yeah, I wish that I could be a little bit more elaborative over the, quote, trouble I got into, but as I predicted, my evening was going to be short, brief, and mostly unexciting. I did walk over to the Walgreens, which is about a half mile down the strip, and got myself some adult beverages so as to not have to pay through the nose, and brought those back into the hotel room. And as is my move, Mark, it's my go-to, you use the sink as your cooler. So you put your beverages at the bottom of the sink, you pull up the stopper, and you fill that sink with ice. Because there's a fridge in the room,
right. And
I have a lovely room at Planet Hollywood. It's a wonderful hotel, and I couldn't be happier. 21st floor, view of the strip, spectacular room, but the refrigerators don't do the job. So you fill that sink up with beverages, you pour the ice on top, and you've got yourself a temporary cooler, and that's about it for me and the excitement of the evening.
But what kind of beverages?
I went with the White Claw.
Okay.
Went with the Claw.
Okay.
No Law with the Claw.
Okay. Like, actually would love at some point, and I know we're jam-packed with a lot of stuff here over the next hour and a half or so, but at some point I'd like to find out, like, and I'm making this up as we go, but, like, what if we called the game Who Did More? Who Did More? And maybe you and Grandy can both blend together, you know, who had more drinks, who won more, who lost more.
Oh, yeah.
Who did more? We want to know. We want to know.
I would bet that the answer to almost all of these is Grandy, other than who drank more. Well, I would bet I drank more.
Okay,
he probably won more and he lost more.
I don't think that's possible. How's that possible?
He could have won and then he could have lost. And if I didn't play at all, then
I have some things outstanding still. So we'll have to do the accounting later.
Oh, I love it.
That's a sports gambler right there is what that is.
Yeah, not a lot of live sports going on last night. So I had to put some futures in, you know?
Okay. Did you bet the Derby, Grandy, or was that too late? Like by the time we were done.
It's too late. I'm glad I didn't get to because I was gonna pick. I was gonna pick Junior Caminero, and he came frustratingly close.
Yeah, and I went with Brent Rooker, who came frustratingly close to making the second round. That was weird.
Is the word.
Decimal points, and then by the way, did you even hear the part about how he lost two pitches?
Right.
He lost two pitches.
Well, he didn't know the rule, so he didn't. He was not buttoned up on what the actual rules were. I'm sure he thought that the time superseded the number of pitches, but you get a certain number of pitches in a certain amount of time, and you could use your timeout, and if you hit one far enough, then you get to overtime, and you get an extra out, and it just, you're doing too much, baseball. You're doing too much. Well, but they did get rescued by the fact that Cal Raleigh's dad and brother and a variety of sisters and aunts and moms, they all were there, and so when he won, that was a very cool feel-good moment.
No doubt. He's the story of baseball this year. Like, how many people had even heard of this guy coming into this year? Cal Raleigh? Yep. And he's almost at 40 home runs, and then he won the Derby, and who knows where this season is going to end up? Like, wow, Cal Raleigh? What on earth? I believe, by the way, a catcher who was drafted in the same draft as Patrick Bailey.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
can he frame like Bailey?
Probably not.
Can he bunt like Bailey?
Yes.
Probably. We've never seen it.
Anyway, even if you have to make him up, the whole point of sending a friend off to Vegas is to hear the stories. And so we're going to need to dive deep. And I don't care if you went to bed, and I don't care if you did bar rescue marathons. Make something up because you're in Vegas with nobody with you. And an expense account, and I think that is exactly what most people in the world are looking for, and so they need to live vicariously through you.
And I like that, and your use of the phrase expense account is lightweight hilarious.
Thank you. You
portray it like I can just go out there on some sort of wild bacchanalia and turn in these receipts, and it'll just be rubber stamped.
Yeah, $25 a hand, and if it doesn't go well, you turn it in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe for you at your level. If it was Dibs and Willard, maybe I would have that level of juice. But, we played a little bit of video poker, and my wife insisted that I play the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know if you've played these slot machines.
Of course.
But I'm just mashing the button, and these things are popping up, and I have no idea if I'm winning or losing. And then, you know, your account goes up. Your account goes down, and I'm just hitting the button, and I'm thinking, this is the most insipid activity of my life. I'm just sitting here hitting this button, and I have no idea what wins and what loses.
You're talking to the right guy, because I, for one, I know that they're obviously incredibly popular. I know that this is going to be like a hot, controversial take. I don't understand slots, and I don't mean I don't get how they work. I just don't understand the fun. I don't get it. You are literally immobile and thoughtless. You're pushing a button and then hoping. And I know people who've won jackpots and everything, and so that's wonderful. It's just not interactive enough for me.
Yeah.
Maybe the odds are better. Maybe they're worse. I don't know. Craps, blackjack. But, like, that's the fun for me is I can play those games, and even if I lose a little bit, I'm like, that was fun. But if I lose at a slot where literally the only thing I did was push button.
That's right.
Push button. To me, the Wheel of Fortune slot, and here I'm going to offend people again, the Wheel of Fortune slot is the tell inside of a casino. That's the tell when somebody is kind of a newbie or just like not a real player. That's where they go. The Wheel of Fortune slot is kind of like the Arnold Palmer of the drink machine or whatever. It's just like, buddy, come on, let's get a little bit more imaginative than that.
It's interesting you say that, because if you go to any casino, and I went to a few last night, and then Grandy went to maybe a couple more than I did, there's a reason why there are 1,700 slot machines and only 25 tables in the casino.
Right.
The slots are where people make their money. And if you are a gambler and you want a place to just sit down and smoke 38 cigarettes and mash a button for 5 hours, that's what you do,
well,
the slots.
But it's not the best odds in the casino. The best odds in the casino is a craps table and backing up your pass line bet. That literally, that bet right there is the best odds in a casino. It's the best thing you can do as a player.
But I have to stand, and I have to bet more than, I don't know, one penny at a time.
You do. It is, yeah.
If you are somebody who just wants to post up and puff on your ciggy and have your watered-down free cocktail and mash a button for 5 hours, you can do that much more cost-effectively than you can having to go at a $25 craps table.
That is true. Well, $25 craps table is just flat-out preventative. That's why I'm so mad at the A's. It's not all of the ridiculous behavior from Fisher. It's the fact that they knocked down the Trop. The Trop was the last place on the strip where I could play a $5 craps table.
Yeah, long gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, All-Star Week prize blowout again today and every day this week. Every show is going to have an awesome prize every day. And the prize we have today to a lucky listener is a San Francisco Giants prize pack that includes a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung Hoo Lee hooded shirt. Don't wear the hood inside, apparently, presented by Life Plus. Listen at 4:30 to learn how you can win, okay? 4:30 today, that is going to be your mark. We're also sponsored by Frontier Ford. Time's ticking at Frontier Ford. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit disappears soon, and our huge inventory of Mustang Mach-Es is ready to roll. Over 60 Mach-Es in stock right now, all loaded with tech and range. Don't wait for the deadline. Grab yours now. Save $7,500 and drive electric today at Frontier Ford. Also, Dibs, real quick, I need to go out to the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We don't normally do requests, but sometimes somebody asks a question or makes a statement where I'm like, ooh, are other people out there running around thinking about that? And so I saw this one, and it was from the 916, and they said, can Willard please explain the thinking to have 5 kids with a woman but not be married? How do you want me to answer that one, Dibs?
You don't have 5 kids with a woman, and you are going to get married.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Like, these are 5. You have 5 kids collectively.
These are 3 of mine, 2 of hers, and not our first rodeo. Not our first rodeo.
And you don't have to be married to be unified. You know, that's the idea of marriage is just a construct. You can be life partners and not be married.
You know what that would be?
That would be a unification sensation.
That's exactly right. That's very, very well done. All right, Mark Stein is going to join us next. He knows everything. He knows everything that's going on in the NBA. And we're going to ask him. This is Willard and Dibs.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I mean, that right there, I would imagine, would change your mind, Dibs, on whether or not Mr. Kuminga should be traded or welcomed back to Chase Center ever again.
No, completely unrelated, and he's entitled to his opinion, and I would defy him or Guy Santos or Quinton Post to ever cite one of my picks that I've ever made. So there you go.
I mean, I could feed him a couple. But
that's not the point.
Yeah, no, I know it's not the point.
And you would, which is,
oh, I totally would.
Maybe the bigger point.
I mean, you know, that's what boys do with each other. Come on.
Right.
But we've got some information that we need to access. And this this is a big deal. When we get to the summer months and we get kind of what I think has been an odd free agency period, a lot of red tape for fans to work through in terms of understanding aprons and salary situations, and we've seemingly hit a standstill with a lot of questions out there, and of all the people on planet Earth who could answer those questions and know what's going on, I think we've got one of the top two or three people right now joining us on the show on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game on the River Islands guest line. It is Mark Stein, one of the best NBA reporters out there. Check out markstein.substack.com for all the stories, all the information, all the breaking news. Mark is in Vegas, but simply at the hotel room right now. Mark, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Hope everybody good is there. Thanks for putting up with me, but on the run here in Vegas.
Totally get it, man. I mean, that's how you should be in Vegas, I would think, if you're doing it right. But I think most Warrior fans, question number one right now is, what is the holdup? And I mean that beyond just Kuminga. What has led to what feels like an NBA standstill over the last week to 10 days?
I know it probably feels like a standstill for us on the outside, but I really think you actually cited the answer. I mean, I think it is mostly Kuminga-related when you talk to other teams, and there would naturally be other teams interested in players like Al Horford and players like Anthony Melton. You know, from the other team's perspective, you know, the expectation continues to be that those guys are going to end up with the Warriors. So for us on the outside, and still, but I don't think within the league that it's looked at that way.
What about just the Kuminga piece, and if we can extrapolate out to the other restricted free agents in the association, are we seeing this year in a different way where players are taking longer to sign with their team or to be dealt with otherwise?
Restricted free agency is always a slog, to be honest with you, but look, I think it's exacerbated this summer just because there is no cap room out there. The Brooklyn Nets are the only team that could have, made offers, extended offer sheets to players And so it's not just Kuminga who's stuck. I mean, Josh Giddey, Quentin Grimes, like it is particularly tough for restricted free agents. And honestly, I think those guys were probably expecting it and have to kind of live with it. It's not fun, but restricted free agency is never fun for the restricted free agent, I have to say.
So Mark, and Mark Stein is joining us. What I guess I don't understand is, what is waiting going to do to change any of this? If all of the restricted free agents are kind of stuck in a bad market, what's everyone gets that now. What is the holdup, and what is going to change by waiting?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be forever. I mean, there will obviously come a point where, you know, we're going to see these guys signing. But obviously, I think there is one of the clues there that, you know, as frustrating as it can be to wait when, you know, this is your favorite team and you want action, would those free agents let all the money go elsewhere and all the opportunities close off to them if they didn't have something locked up? I mean, I think that's another clue for you. So it's just, you know, everything in the NBA at this time of year, you do see that there's a sequencing required. Like, you've seen Memphis for the last 2 days, how they're making one at a time. They're finally completing these moves that have all been written about and talked about, but they have to be done in steps for salary cap reasons that are, you know, way over the head of, you know, mere math mortals like us who don't know every single nuance. And look, even the GMs need help from cap specialists. It's cap specialists and team strategists who come up with all these plans and figure it out. I mean, we just saw the Denver situation where Denver and Sacramento had a trade agreed to on July 1st or July 2nd. I can't remember which day it was. It was so long ago. But very early in free agency, we heard that Valanciunas was going to be traded for Dario Saric, and it took another 10, 11 days for that to actually go through because Denver had to do its Michael Porter Jr. trade first. And even when a trade is announced, players in the offseason have 7 days to fully report and meet all the requirements on physical. So, like, there are these hurdles that aren't always well publicized. And even as long as I've been doing this, I've got to check with experts and double check and make sure I've got my facts right, because there are all these arcane rules that aren't talked about. But look, my expectation is that one way or the other, the Warriors are going to end up with both Horford and Melton on their roster. You know, they still have interest in Bradley Beal. I would say most people around the league don't expect the Warriors to win that race, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that they're all the way out of it. I mean, we don't know exactly yet what Bradley Beal's choice will be, but you know, that's another one where, you know, Jake Fisher and I reported over the weekend on my Substack, you know, Bradley Beal had an advance payment in his contract that was due today, and that has slowed down the Beal situation. We've been anticipating a buyout of Bradley Beal's contract in Phoenix for days. We finally got to July 15th, so hopefully that thing is going to resolve itself, hopefully by tomorrow. But there have been a lot of situations this summer that have tried all of our patience, I think it's safe to say.
Mark Stein is with us here on Willard and Dibbs from Vegas, 95.7 The Game, one of the top NBA voices and reporters out there. So if you're sort of leading Warrior fans down the road of this will probably land with Horford and Melton, then the question becomes, what else? And obviously the three outcomes for Kuminga: a sign and trade, a sign and stay, or just play on that qualifying offer. Which is the most likely? How does this end?
It's a great question. I don't want to act like I have every answer in the world. So my gut instinct that it would be one of those latter two, that it would either be a sign and stay on what is considered a fairly tradable contract. I mean, I would love to see more restricted free agents take the qualifying offer and kind of take control back. But that's also, it's hard. It's easy for us to say on the outside, and it's a lot harder for them to do in practice. Like in Chicago, you have to think, like, Josh Giddey is not getting the kind of offer he wants from the Bulls. So if he just say, you know what, I'm going to take this qualifying offer, bet on myself, and next summer when there's a lot of cap space, now I'm free. But again, it's easy for us on the outside to kind of say, do it. And it's just, you don't see it happen too often where the restricted free agent does decide, I'm going to take the qualifying offer and wait out one more year and play one more year and take on that injury risk. But, I mean, I would have to say at this point, whatever pathway leads to Kuminga staying in Golden State, I mean, I think it's fair to say that's the likely scenario. But also, it wouldn't have, I mean, today is July 15th. It wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks if they weren't still trying and looking and trying to find a way to do something else.
And if you look at the other
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alternative, which would be a sign and trade. Are we too late now in the process where other teams might be looking to acquire him, or just this offseason being different, are there teams out there that could still be interested in acquiring Kuminga via a trade?
Yeah, I don't think it's too late, but I mean, obviously it's a complex transaction, and that's why it seems like nothing has happened for 2 weeks when I think behind the scenes there actually has been quite a bit of discussion, and there are, you know, Jake Fisher, who writes twice a week on my Substack, he's really kind of been the two of us, he's been the one who's been more dialed into free agency and focusing on that and covering that angle. I mean, it's not easy to give you guys definitive answers on it because it's such a weird process for all the top restricted free agents. So I don't want to sit here and act like I can tell you exactly, because I really can't. Kuminga's future is one of the more significant outstanding issues of the offseason, but just going to have to wait and see. And I know that is the last sentence you guys want to hear me say.
But we knew it was coming, so that's all good. Mark, I think also fans are so confused by the NBA process. So are we sometimes with, right, the apron, the numbers, the cap. So when you bring up Bradley Beal's name, I'm wondering what's even possible. Are Horford, Melton, keeping Jonathan Kuminga, and more, like a Bradley Beal, an option? What would they have to pay him?
Well, in the Bradley Beal case, there are a lot of teams hoping that they can just get him for the minimum. The Clippers are a little well-positioned. The Clippers are in a little bit of a better place where they still have $5.3 million of their taxpayer mid-level, I believe. So the Clippers could pay in the $5 million range and then still have enough wiggle room to sign a minimum free agent, whereas, you know, the Lakers, the Bucks, the Warriors, the Wolves, all of these teams have expressed interest in Bradley Beal along with the Clippers, and we're just going to have to see if the widely anticipated buyout comes to fruition, the buyout that everybody expects. What are going to be his priorities? Is his priority signing with a team that can pay him the most, even though in any of those scenarios he's not going to get as much as giving away, most likely giving away in a buyout? Or is the priority to him going to what he perceives as the absolute best situation so he can play out a short-term deal and go back to free agency next summer? So, you know, let's get another line of clarity that we're all waiting on trying to get is, you know, exactly, you know, the buyout for Bradley Beal in Phoenix is widely anticipated. Exactly what he wants to do next, you know, that's still kind of a variable that we don't really know.
Another variable that we seem to not be able to get away from is the idea of LeBron James being unhappy and possibly leaving LA in some fashion. What do you make of some of the rumors and the conjecture about LeBron maybe moving on from LA this summer?
I really think it's more chatter that everybody is kind of getting dragged into because we've reached that point in the summer where we're not getting signings every 5 minutes and there's a void and people want something to talk about. Because I think LeBron's camp has been pretty clear. They have not come close to asking for a trade. I mean, the statement is the statement, and the statement, you know, is a content driver in our world. But the reality is LeBron's going to make nearly $53 million next season. It's really hard to trade for him. It's just it's a very short list of teams that can even put together an offer with contracts that the Lakers would be willing to accept, because the Lakers don't want to take back long-term money. So, I mean, trading, and LeBron has a no-trade clause, and LeBron and Beal have the only full no-trade clauses in the NBA. So it's like to come up with a trade with contracts involved that the Lakers would take and a destination that LeBron would bless, that's a really tough needle to thread. So that's why I just don't think a trade is realistic, and a buyout makes no sense for the Lakers. If you buy LeBron out, I mean, frankly, the Warriors would be right at the doorstep along with the Mavs. Like, hey, we'll happily sign LeBron James if he was willing to come here on a minimum. And who would blame them in that scenario? But what incentive do the Lakers have to do that? Like, it really doesn't compute. So it's irresistible to talk about and it's fun to talk about, but I can't say that I've been really wrapped up in it.
Mark, what's going on with Damian Lillard and how does that one end?
Well, he's got to decide, does he want to rush into joining a team or does he want to take his time and rehab on his own terms? And look, as you know, he's another player who, if he was available on, you know, a minimum or just as an unrestricted free agent, I mean, lots of teams would obviously love to bring him in, even knowing that Dame isn't going to be able to play next season, most likely. But he can really do that on his terms, and I don't get the sense that there's any rush for him. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They're just, you know, for all the stuff we've seen, you know, we saw five or six really big trades before the draft. We've seen quite a bit of action. Quite a bit of action since draft. But there are still a lot of things that we have to monitor, too. So, I mean, you know, eventually these Warriors moves are going to come to fruition, but I don't think the summer will be, quote, done yet then either. I mean, we've got prominent players who are eligible for extensions in August. So, I mean, I think we're going to still be locked into transaction stuff for a good 2, 3, 4 weeks here in front of us.
Mark Stein is with us here from Vegas on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Mark, I think you did a really good job earlier in this conversation of sort of explaining how this is a staircase and things need to go in a certain order and whatnot. That said, like Mark Spears said yesterday, the Warriors thought Al Horford was going to sign last week and didn't. So what is the timing of all of this right now in any sort of way that you can tell us? And are there still kind of roadblocks to those things that seem fait accompli?
Like I said, when in the conversations, I can only report what, you know, what I have and what I know. And based on the conversations I'm having when I talk to other teams, nobody that I've spoken to here for well over a week has given me the impression that they consider Al Horford to be in play. Has he signed with the Warriors? No, he hasn't. Do rival teams expect him to land with the Warriors? Yes, they do. So, I mean, again, it hasn't happened today. I can't speak to, like, I can't sit here and tell you that I know exactly why it hasn't happened yet. But, like, that's just the sense I get. I don't feel like there are teams out there who think that they can still get him.
And you think the Kuminga thing is still another handful of weeks, most likely? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
No, I can't. I can't even. Like I said, I can't give you a projection on that. I'm just saying. I think, in general, between, you know, with all the various unanswered questions, that there are going to be transactional stories that we'll be talking about for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. Kuminga specifically, I can't give you a timeline on that one. He and Giddy and Quentin Grimes are three marquee restricted free agents, and everybody is one. I mean, Quentin Grimes, the thought was he was definitely going to re-sign with Philadelphia, and that hasn't happened yet. I think the league has, you know, those are three guys that everyone is talking about and wondering about, but how long that one's going to take. Sorry that I can't give you guys rock solid. You know, believe me, if I could say the Kuminga deal would be done on July X, I would have already reported it. I mean, it's these are all moving targets, and that's just the reality. I mean, this stuff is incredibly fluid. It just always is, and there are, you know, surprises and curveballs along the way, and, you know, restricted free agency is just especially that way. It's unavoidable.
Totally get it. I'll let you leave us with this, because a lot of people are talking about the new CBA and the aprons, and therefore this is kind of how the NBA offseason is going to be. Like, it slows the process down a little bit. But I've also heard a lot of people say, well, that'll loosen over time. What's your take? Is this the new NBA summer, or is it just this NBA summer?
Well, the way that the NBA has actually evolved is that everything really happens fast, apart from the 4, 5, 6 situations that linger. And that, you know, unfortunately for Warriors fans, their team is in the midst of multiple situations that have lingered. I mean, when you really think about how free agency was, I mean, I can still remember many, many years ago in a previous life being on the set in Bristol, Connecticut, when all of a sudden LeBron James, through a Sports Illustrated essay, announced to the world he was going back to Cleveland. That was on July 11th. That, if I remember right, I want to say July 11th. And that just held up the whole league's free agency that summer for days and days and days. When you really think about it now, even with the aprons, and everybody's wrestling with the aprons and understanding them well, because they have introduced a whole new set of rules and complications that we're all coming to get grips with and trying to learn. But the overwhelming bulk of NBA free agent business is done before July 4th. I mean, and it's been that way for the last 4 or 5 years. You know, we don't see marquee guys taking visits from, you know, having other teams fly in to make pitches to them and waiting till July 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th to make the announcement. Like, we don't see that at all anymore. It just so happens that in the Warrior situation, because of Horford and Melton, and they're still in the Beal mix and the Kuminga situation, in the Bay Area, it feels like a huge slog. But I don't know that that really applies around the league.
Mark, it's great to have you. It's great to get these answers. Thank you so much for the time.
Hope I provided a little clarity.
No doubt.
Next time we talk, we'll have all the answers.
Okay. Well, what are you doing tomorrow, Mark?
It won't be tomorrow.
Okay. It won't be tomorrow. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye, guys.
All right. MarkStein.substack.com. Hurry up and wait, though, Dibs. I don't know about you. I found that sort of comforting to sort of understand what's going on, because it's not like the Warriors are just sitting on their hands doing nothing.
Right, but there's not much that they can do at the same time. So I'm just a little bit frustrated, as are many fans, at the pace of things, but this is the way it's going to go now, where the pace is going to be slower, especially when you have restricted free agents, where these things take a lot more time.
Well, and I think if there is a headline that comes out of that, you tell me if you've felt this way. I felt like Mark essentially told us, Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton are on the Warriors. We just can't quite write that down with a pen yet.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, barring something crazy that happens. And he was mentioning another team and how you have to have a certain order of operations before things actually get done.
Yep.
And that's where they are. And so, you know, if Horford and D'Anthony Melton can wait, and if they don't want to do anything else, then yeah, eventually they will be Warriors.
I mean, he believes that other teams around the league believe that those guys are not available to talk to.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, if that's what he is hearing, then I believe that, because he's very much dialed in. So whatever those amounts will be, once they figure out the Kuminga part of this, then they should be able to resolve the Kuminga thing and then have those two guys come in.
And he, like many others, leans in the direction, though not firmly, but leans in the direction that Kuminga will probably be back with the Warriors, and then said the Bradley Beal situation is not great, but not a long shot either. So I don't know. How do you feel about an offseason of Al Horford, D'Anthony Melton, Kuminga comes back, and maybe Bradley Beal? How would you feel about that?
I don't think, from what I was hearing him say, the Bradley Beal thing is not happening, because I don't know if the Warriors will have that taxpayer mid-level to spend on him if they're already spending money on Horford and on D'Anthony Melton. And I heard him say, you know, that, you know, Bradley Beal is looking at the Clippers and the Lakers and other teams who have that available and might have more flexibility to give him more.
Yeah, but you're talking about a couple million bucks. And if Bradley, again, yes, not the favorite, but in the mix, and if Bradley would rather be on the Warriors for a couple million less, this is a guy who's getting paid a bajillion by the Suns. So, like, the money, you know, if it comes down to a million or two, and that matters to him, then, yeah, he won't be a Warrior. But maybe he makes that choice. Nobody seems to know what is making him tick right now.
Right, and I do think that role would be a big factor as well. And if you come here, I don't know if you'll have the same role that he is probably used to. I don't think that he's ever come off the bench in his career, and I don't even know if that matters to him.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. There's a lot to chew on there, and we will discuss it with each other, with you, 888-957-9570 throughout the hours to come. But also joining us coming up next, Trace Jackson Davis of the Warriors will join us right here on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.